Big A Hudson Valley is holding their first ever Queen City Pride celebration in Poughkeepsie this weekend, the weekend of June 5th through the 8th, I should say, the weekend of June 5th through the 8th. They have given their classic Pride preview weekend a new date, new time, and a host of all new events. Events include Night Out at Vassar on Thursday, June 5th, Big 80s Cosmic Bowling, hosted by Trixie Star on Friday, June 6th, Hudson Valley Gay Life Expo on Saturday, June 7th, Beefcake Dinner also on the 7th, and the Big Gay Summer Picnic on Sunday, June 8th. Here now to tell us more is Stephen Hengst, co-founder of BigGayHudsonValley.com and organizer of Queen City Pride. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, Joe, great to see you. Thanks for having me up to chat a little bit about Queen City Pride.
Well, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, you know, Big Gay Hudson Valley has been based in Poughkeepsie for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
And Poughkeepsie's always been known as the Queen City of the Hudson, although that name really only stuck with it until around the 70s. As Poughkeepsie went into a bit of a decline, people stopped using the name. And, you know, Poughkeepsie's a place on the upswing now. There's great restaurants opening. The waterfront's been redeveloped. It's got so many great arts and cultural institutions there. And we thought, you know what? Let's make Pride preview season, which was our gay pride season, all about the Queen City of the Hudson.
Excellent.
So Queen City Pride was born.
And for just give a sense of what a Pride event is, of what ultimately you're trying to accomplish.
Well, you know, Pride events vary all around the region. You know, you've got some happening here in Albany. There's ones that happen in New Paltz. We've done ours in Poughkeepsie for the last 6 years now. And basically, it's an opportunity to get the community and our allies together. And when I say allies, I mean friends, businesses, individuals that are supportive of the gay and lesbian community, either because they're related to someone or just because they feel like, hey, you know what? Everyone should be treated equal. And why not all get together and just celebrate those things?
So this celebration, I assume, has only grown over the past several years that you have done.
Yes. You know, when we started the event, we hosted at the original party was at the Locust Grove Estate on Route 9 in Poughkeepsie. 200 acres, sprawling land overlooking the Hudson River. Spectacular estate. The first year we did it, we had 300 people there. The last time we did the event there, we had over 800. Mm. So the event has grown every year. And 3 years ago, we decided to turn it into a weekend. So basically, it gives people who might be in New York or perhaps in Albany a chance to escape, or you know, even if you're out in the Berkshires, come down to the Hudson Valley. Come spend some time. And the idea being that we have things happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So whatever your level of interest is and whatever you might be into doing, whether you want to come and pack an amazing picnic and enjoy live music and entertainment and dancing out at the lawn at the Big Gay Summer Picnic on the 8th, or if you want to come and enjoy a night out at Vassar College. They've opened the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Gallery and their brand new renovated sculpture garden. So we're going to be playing some music there. We've got local distilleries and winemakers that are going to be coming in, highlighting all of the things that they offer right here in the Hudson Valley. And so it's a chance for people to get out, to become familiar with other brands that are supportive of the community, with other resources in their area, and to make some new connections in person. Step away from their computers, step away from social networking apps, and make some new contacts in person.
Oh, you're asking for a lot. Okay, so let's go through the schedule here. Thursday, the kickoff, June 5th, night out at Vassar, and a little bit of wine, a little bit of art, a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Vassar has a great collection of art in the Francis Lehman Loeb Gallery, and most people who even live in the city or town of Poughkeepsie have never been in Vassar's museum.
It's gorgeous.
They've got a tremendous amount of artwork there, and many prominent gay and lesbian artists on display there as well. And so we're going to be doing guided tours throughout the evening. There's going to be some music playing outside, so whether you're an art aficionado and you want to come in and really enjoy a guided tour of the museum, or if you just want to be art adjacent and take a look and socialize and have a drink with your friends. We've got a brand new restaurant in Poughkeepsie, Gusto, yep, which is just opening, which is going to be providing the hors d'oeuvres. Clinton Vineyards is one of the big sponsors. They're going to be providing wine. We've also have Tuffletown involved and Duchess Spirits involved and Millbrook Winery. So, you know, if you've been in this area a long time, you'll recognize many of those names. Rugi Subaru, car dealer, is going to be underwriting that event for us as well. And this is the second time that Vassar's opened up the museum for us. So we're really excited to bring everyone back in. The last time was 4 years ago. So this gives people another chance to come in and enjoy a late night event at Vassar College.
5 to 9 on Thursday, it's night out at Vassar. And then Big 80s Cosmic Bowling on Friday night. And this sounds very fun.
Well, you know, when we thought about doing a bowling event, we said, God, you know, I don't really know if people be into bowling. So we went onto social media and we asked the masses, and the response was huge. There's actually a Capital Pride bowling club here in the Capital District in Albany. So apparently gay bowling's a big thing, but you don't have to be gay to bowl.
No.
So everyone's planning to come down. We've booked the entire bowling alley. We can accommodate over 300 people. And $20 includes all the bowling you'd like all night. Entertainment by Trixie Starr, a local drag queen based out of Hudson. She throws the Hudson Pride Parade, so you may be familiar with her.
Yeah.
But $20 also includes all your bowling, your shoes, and your first beverage from the bar. So we're actually encouraging youth to attend that event as well. We have a youth rate of $10 for the evening. And so with so many active high school GSAs, really increasing the awareness of outreach to the community at the high school level, we wanted to create an event that would appeal to all ages, and everyone's invited to bowling. So that's going to go from 8 to midnight on Friday, the June 6th.
Yeah, when it comes to sports, bring in the young people, and they'll just show you how old we are.
Well, you know, even if you're not skilled at bowling, and I don't know how many young people are nowadays.
Well, you know.
They do have the gutter guards, so we can
put
those up, too.
There you go. And it's 80s. It's going to be an 80s.
Oh, of course. We're going to have a contest for the best costumes. So we're encouraging teams of bowlers to dress up as their favorite 80s movie or sitcom, their favorite 80s band, and we're also going to have a cash prize for our best Madonna impersonator that
well,
night.
Well, there you go.
So it's going to be a good time all around.
It's Friday night. Saturday is the Hudson Valley Gay Life Expo. What is that?
Well, you know, this is the first time that we've done the Hudson Valley Gay Life Expo. We did a wedding showcase a number of years ago when marriage equality was passed in New York State.
Yeah.
And it was really successful. We had over 40 businesses show up. This year, we're going to have well over 40. We've got a giant 100-by-40-foot tent set up at the Kenneen Hackett Center for the Performing Arts right on Main Street in downtown Poughkeepsie. Beautiful Victorian building from the 1800s. We've taken over the whole estate. We're working with Arts Mid-Hudson, who was here on the show last week.
That's right.
They're going to be doing a number of different arts activities and showcasing a number of local artists. And we're going to be doing walking tours of the city of Poughkeepsie and all the public art there within. But under the big tent, you're going to be able to meet a number of different businesses, providers, services that are either gay-owned or are supportive of the community or just want to let people know that they have fabulous things to offer. And we're going to have a beer garden set up there, too, by the Beechtree Grill. And we're going to be serving all local brews.
There you go.
All Poughkeepsie brewed beer. And so, again, being Queen City Pride, we're all about promoting all of the things that Poughkeepsie has to offer. So we're really trying to keep this as local as we can and really bring people in to celebrate the Queen City of the Hudson.
That's really great. And that will take place, that takes place on Saturday from 11 to 4, and then there's the beefcake dinner.
We're doing the beefcake dinner. We did a burlesque show a number of years ago, and we did it around the holiday season. We sold out 240 seats in literally a week. And so we had this beautiful theater downtown in Poughkeepsie that we used for that show. This year, we're using a brand new venue, the Millhouse Brewing Company, which just opened up right off the arterial in the city. They brew all their own beers in-house. They're brewing a Queen City Pride Ale just for the event. But it's going to be barbecue, beer, and burlesque. And so we're offering a three-course meal, unlimited growlers on the table of Queen City Ale, and then an hour and a half long burlesque show up on the speakeasy floor, the third level of the restaurant, where we're going to have that show go from, basically that event goes from 8 until 11. So again, giving people a chance to come out and check out another new place in the city of Poughkeepsie.
And then the next day, and I guess this will sum it all up, is the Big Gay Summer Picnic on Sunday.
Exactly. The Big Gay Summer Picnic. This is our sixth year doing it. We take over all 200 acres of the Locust Grove Estate on Route 9. Kids are welcome. Dogs are welcome. It's BYO. So we tell people to pack a picnic basket, bring a bottle of whatever you'd like to drink. We provide drag bingo. We provide live entertainment. We have a guy, Mike Hamill, who's going to be performing live that evening out on the stage on the lawn. Bard College and Summerscape is a huge supporter of that event. So we're going to be talking about all the things that Summerscape has coming up and giving away prizes for their shows as well during the party. Trixie Star will be doing drag bingo inside, and then we'll have dancing until midnight.
You know, on this program and all the years that I've done it, we don't hear the phrase, we provide drag bingo.
Well, you know, drag bingo is one of the most popular things that we've always done. And you know, we're really trying to get people
I assume
out.
It's just a traditional bingo game with people in drag, right?
You know, drag bingo in our world is generally hosted by a drag queen.
Okay.
If people want to come and drag, they're more than welcome to.
All right. Well, yeah, but the I don't know. I was going to say the host. I guess the host.
Yeah, exactly.
The game show host.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, we get up. We have over 100 people that descend into this little tiny room, and they pack themselves in. The bingo ball spinner comes out, and all chaos ensues. But it's a great event.
We provide the drag bingo. What more do you want from an event? You can find all kinds of details about Queen City Pride by going to queencitypridepok.com. queencitypridepok.com. Big Gay Hudson Valley's Queen City Pride Celebration in Poughkeepsie takes place June 5th through the 8th. And for more information, go to queencitypridepok.com. And we have a link on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you very much.
Hey, Joe,
it's
my pleasure.
It's great to have you here, and very nice, great work that you're doing, and thank you very much for coming and sharing with us this morning.
Hey, our pleasure. We hope to see everyone at Queen City Pride, and not this weekend, but the following weekend.
The following weekend, right. We're trying to get all the stuff in before the fun drive.
So I hear you.
Glad we got you in. That's excellent. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.